It's not often that one gets the opportunity to pin down one of the most elusive, and may I say, most unassuming stars of stage and screen today, but I'm speaking to you at this moment from the dressing room at the Corn Exchange Theatre of Sir Eric Goodness, who has found time between his many film commitments to appear for a very limited season in Lawrence Tatigan's dramatic adaptation of the life of the medieval mystic Fasab el-Barashidan Hashid, entitled Smith. Now, first of all, Sir Eric, perhaps you'd care to tell our listeners how you come to be playing this most unusual role.
Well, I wouldn't have thought it was all that unusual. After all, Fasab el-Barashidan Hashid was probably one of the most influential men in the Persian Gulf during the early part of the 13th century. And frankly, I don't know. I don't think half enough people realize that.
Sir Eric, what first made you think of this subject as a dramatic role?
Well, I would say, I don't know, what would I say? I would say, the script.
That's very interesting.
I think that's what I'd say.
Yes. And what exactly are you trying to achieve in your portrayal?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating study of, what shall I say, a man?
A
man...
I'm so sorry.
No. A man who died as he had lived in the early part of the 13th century.
You're playing the play, I noticed, in modern dress. Why exactly is that?
Oh, well, there are two reasons for this.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, what are they?
What are what?
The two reasons.
Oh. Well, we're playing the play in modern dress, firstly because we feel, we all feel that the problems faced by the Persians in the early part of the 13th century have some reference in our lives today.
That's very true.
And secondly, because we couldn't get any 13th century Persian costumes.
I do wish we'd known, Sir Eric. We might have been able to help you out there.
Well, I wish we'd known that you had some, perhaps, because we would have landed on you instead of having a mad panic, which we all... Yeah. Oh, dear, it was terrible.
Now, tell me, Sir Eric, what does the play as a whole set out to do? I mean, as a whole.
Well, I would have thought that was perfectly obvious.
Well, perhaps you'd care to enlarge upon that.
Well, the play as a whole, you see, is an endeavor. What shall I say? An artistic endeavor. Yes, it is a collective artistic endeavor. A collective artistic and humanistic endeavor.
To do what?
It is an endeavor to bring to the common man a portrait of a man about whom we know practically nothing.
What do we know about him, in fact? What kind of a man was Fasab el-Barashidin Hashid?
Well, he was a mystic. See, that is one of the reasons he called himself Smith.
Of course.
But what kind of a mystic he was remains a mystery. That, you see, is the whole point of the play. And if you miss that, well, I'm afraid you miss the core.
Quite.
Found that some people come in to see it and miss the core and go out feeling rather disgruntled. Other people come in and capture the core and go out thoroughly satisfied. And, you know, there's no pleasing everyone.
It's undoubtedly a very brave and noble undertaking, Sir Eric, and I'm sure that the lifeblood of modern theatre will spring from
you
such...
You see, may I... Say, it is an attempt.
I'm sorry.
It is an attempt to make the name of Fasab el-Barashidan...
Hashid?
Hashid. Stupid of that. Hashid means something to everyone.
15 minutes, sir.
Oh, thank you. You will excuse me. I've 15 minutes to go before I get made up, and I really must do my bongo practice.
Well, of course.
I have to cover myself in brown liquid stuff, and yes, it's also terribly messy, and I ought to get it on my bongos.
Yes, of course. So, to the pulsating sound of his bongos, we must end this all-too-brief encounter with Sir Eric Goodness and return you to the studios.
The stars that shine above will light our way to love.